The Central and South Coast have had only one full day of the new stay-at-home orders, but the three counties already say they want out and have been placed in the wrong category by the state.
The concern we have is that there are so many counties in Southern California in such different situations, and our situations with ICUs are in a better place than our neighboring counties. We don't want to be held up if those neighboring counties, you know, are not able to make that 15% capacity floor and that we're above that. We've consistently been about 10% better than those neighboring Southern California counties. So we think this is a way to achieve what the governor is trying to accomplish, which is really to stop mixing of people, stop the spread of the virus, but get us back on track.
Greg Hart is chairman of the Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors. Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo County officials say it's unfair they were lumped together with big counties like Los Angeles and Orange counties. The state put the tri-counties into an 11-county Southern California region. Hart says the idea is to create something much smaller for the region.
Have a Central Coast region that would be evaluated for our intensive care unit capacity, and if we were above the state's minimum threshold of 15% within our county and those other neighboring counties, that we would be able to get out of the stay-at-home order after the initial three-week period. So we think this is a reasonable, balanced approach that we're hopeful the governor will consider seriously and follow this direction that we're requesting.
Officials in the three counties believe the region can do much better than its bigger neighbors to the south.
We have really bumped up our testing. Our matrix is way above most Southern California counties. We know that we can get through this 3 weeks, and with the partnership of Santa Barbara and SLO, the three counties, we can really do this. And I think that's the better approach.
Kelly Long is the chair of the Ventura County Board of Supervisors. She says by getting into its own smaller tier, the counties would have a better chance of reopening restaurants for outdoor service, as well as getting people back into shuttered places like barbershops and nail salons.
The Southern California region represents over 60% of the population. It's too large, connecting the tri-counties, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura. We will be able to have more local control in ensuring that we can get out of the restrictions as fast as possible.
Splitting off the three counties would create a new 1.5 million person region. There's no question the tri-counties are a part of the state surge problem, but also a small fry, so to speak. 1.36 million people have tested positive in California since the start of the pandemic. 42,000 are on the Central and South Coast. That's about 3% of the statewide number. Still, there's been a spike in the region recently, and concern continues about a possible Thanksgiving-related surge. Santa Barbara County Supervisor Greg Hart explains the state's review process.
The region gets evaluated as a whole. What the state will do is they will project forward ICU capacity 1 month ahead. They're going to take a snapshot in time at the end of the 3 weeks and then project ahead potential ICU capacity for the entire region. And if that regional capacity prediction is that there would not be the 15% minimum floor, then the region would not be able to open. So that's our concern, is that we could be in a situation after 3 weeks where we have met the threshold, but our neighboring counties have not.
So how likely is the governor to sign off on the idea? Some officials admit we simply don't know. But Ventura County Supervisor Kelly Long says they have to try.
And I think we can't not try. Our businesses are hurting. We have to request this.
The state's three-week window just opened, so it's too soon to make a judgment on how well the Southern California region or three local counties are faring in their efforts to get off the just-implemented new restrictions. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.